Then on Thursday night, we had a joint E911 and EMA meeting. Sheriff Pingree presided as the chairman over that meeting. Jason Huffman was there for E911, and Sarah Anderson was there for EMA. We had the 911 meeting first. The big item on the agenda was the Iowa State Interoperable Communications System board recommendation. They've gone to, and Mark was, when he was on this board, he discussed this about the 700 megahertz that was going to go statewide, and it was going to be operable throughout the state of Iowa. And Motorola was present, and a lot of counties have actually initiated the changeover to being compatible with the 700 megahertz. What the FCC is doing is they are filling up the current spectrum that they're using, that the county is using, and they're narrowing the banding. So it's becoming almost impossible for the fire departments to communicate. 2 years ago, when they had the tornado up in Lake City, the Breda Fire Department tried to communicate with them, and they could not. It was impossible. And so they ended up going driving up there and seeing what the situation was. But Motorola was present to deliver a cost to make Carroll County compatible with the rest of the state. The quote included two towers, one in Manning, one in Council Bluff or Coon Rapids, and all, I think it was 79 radios, portable radios, and then any mobile units. I'm going to receive the two individuals that were present were Brian Flynn, who's the senior account manager, and Dan Pohl is the area sales manager. This is the number that we're looking at. The problem is that I don't think we can avoid this.
I agree with you, Dave. I think because they're making this whole system so the whole op, and it's supposed to do just exactly like take care of the problem like Breda and Lake City have. Because you have these issues with fire departments can't communicate with each other.
Well, it's going to become more difficult for even our sheriff's department to communicate. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can, if they have to step out of they're all right when they're in the vehicles, but when they have to step out and use their mobile, they cannot communicate.
But Dean, was there anything said there on that price tag? I thought some of that with this inoperable that the state was doing, there was supposed to be some money available to help locals.
I think everybody's looking at this number, every county.
We've got new radios already, and they were paid for with grant money, like 62.
There is grant money available, but there's nothing
for that.
Not that grant money, no.
I thought there was an alternative to these towers being considered as using repeaters out of the cars themselves to make their handhelds more powerful. I guess I was underneath that impression a few years ago when I went to one of those meetings that we might need towers, but we were going to build the system first and try it. and see what it reached before we made any decisions about it, I guess.
Well, I asked if there was any other options. And the only option, I mean, Motorola has, the state granted Motorola the system. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, everything's running off of Motorola. You can go to Raycom handhelds, but you're probably going to, it's two different systems conflicting with each other. So I don't think the recommendation would be there. They are a little bit cheaper. They would save a little bit of money. But
the repeaters in the cars, that type situation. I thought, isn't that how I would
theirs
right now?
Well, I don't think so. They did talk about repeaters, but they said that they were not as, they said that there was inconsistent reliability.
Yeah, and I think that was some of the issues with it.
Right.
But, and covering it, and I think the statewide was built for a car to tower, but maybe not from EMS building to that tower.
Correct.
And that's where the snag is trying to. But I thought that they were.
I think you're okay when you're in your car.
Yeah.
But if you're out, you know, if you're outside your car, you know, like say in a situation like with the tornado, mm-hmm. a situation like a flood, if you're not in your car, there's no reception. I mean, the whole thing is that a lot of counties have already gone. And proceeded with this project already. In fact, I heard it from Mark Hansen from Dallas County back in February. He asked me if we had proceeded with this, and I said, no, we hadn't. And he said, well, hang on to your checkbook, because it's going to cost a lot of money.
Are there any options? I mean, this makes cellular telephones and CB radios look pretty cheap.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's what. But who do you call? I mean, are we supposed to use cell phones now? You know, are we supposed to rely on cell phones? I mean, that's what I think a lot of fire departments are doing is that they're calling somebody. If somebody, you know, they'll say, does somebody have so and so's number? You know, is that what we want? I don't know.
I think the discussion. That kind of money. How you want to look at other options?
I said I would like to look at other options, and I asked that, are there other options? And they said, well, no, not really.
Well,
and
Rob
so,
said that.
No, I think Jason said that.
Okay.
You know, he said, the thing about it is the system that we have right now is 19 to 20 years old. And this one, you know, I asked, what is the possibility? You know, and then also on top of this, there's a huge service contract, yearly service contract. I asked what the lifespan of this system would be, and he says, well, we'll take it out 15 years, but really 10 is the life of
the
system.
That's what the guy from the state, the guy that's in charge of the big at an ISAC meeting. I asked him that question out in the hallway, and he said 15, but count on 10.
Boone and Page County, and these individuals are sending me some emails this week on this. Boone and Page County have formed a lease, and they're leasing theirs. Montgomery and Mills County have bonded in an emergency response levy. And so the only thing that I'm saying is that we do have this. I mean, this is real. There's going to have to be, if you could cut it in half, it'd be $2 million. My next move is to go ahead and have Jason get these individuals here at a meeting. And so that you can ask the questions.
I guess that was more of a lease. Different, you know, but I also knew that there was by going to those. I thought those car repeaters would be fine for the handhelds for the sheriff's office, but it could be an issue for the fire departments or the ambulance crew
if they're inside of the building, of communicating in the whole scheme of things too. But it took the scramble problem from Burita to Lake City out of play, but it brought it down to a local area where you've got buildings and...
But they even have a problem when they're on the sea. If there are ones on one side of the building, ones on this side,
but I thought the repeater is
exactly like Lake City.
Well, especially when you're inside a building, you've got real issues.
Yeah. What I was told, though, those are repeaters are on top of these two towers that they're going to build. And you're basically turning a small repeater into each car.
So, well, when you go through this process, you're going from analog to digital, for one thing.
Right.
And so, I mean, the reception, the reliability, the consistency of the coverage is considerably better. I mean, they actually, Jason said, when Motorola came up here on Thursday afternoon, they went outside with their handheld that they already have, and they called to a handheld in West Des Moines, inside the building of Motorola, and had a conversation that was as clear as talking on a cell phone.
That's pretty good, but that's not out in those booming areas which we have.
Well, correct, but I mean...
Cell phones don't typically work in the basement either, here. So if it was working from the basement, that's pretty impressive.
Yes.
Because my phone doesn't work downstairs, and there's a tower right outside.
We found that and out when we had that electrical blackout that time at Ice Door.
Yeah.
What was the lease figure? Did they say anything about what the lease was?
Well, I mean, I think afterwards I talked to Jason a little bit. He says, well, if you act quickly... You know, my question was, if we waited on this, do some of these products become cheaper as electronics normally does? And he says, no, well, for public cell phones and that type of thing, that's kind of the case. But for this type of products, they usually go up because they improve the products.
Not only that, the states give them a license for the whole state.
They did. Motorola's got the license for the whole state.
That's a gotcha. 3 or 4 years ago.
So, you know, this is what we're faced with.
But nobody said what the lease amount was?
The lease amount?
Yeah.
No, I didn't ask that. So, we need to have that discussion. I think we need to have this discussion. If we're talking to jail, we're talking something like this, we're talking $13 million. That's all I had for, I think there are other implications to this that I'm not very pleased with. I think the knowledge of this was out a while ago. I think, does anybody at this table have ever known this figure?
I've never seen the figure. I mean, it's
not. No, I went to E91 one time when you couldn't go, and they talked about this, and that this system was coming, but at that time it was going to be, they were going to install it, and they were going to see what kind of coverage they had before they made any decisions.
I think they are going to do something down in Manning in a couple of weeks. They're going to put up, Motorola's going to put something up there. They'll be able to see what kind of coverage they have at that point in time.
Well, see, we've got some dead spots down around the coast.
Yep. A lot of counties up.
Yeah.
That's my report.
Just another unfunded state mandate.
Yeah, that's exactly where it